Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Gimel, and we had a haskalah a couple of days ago, and we're talking about the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol has to be separated and in the Beis HaMikdash in order to get ready for the Avoda. Right, that's the name of the parak, Shivas Yamim Kodem. 7 days, it's all about hachan, it's all about getting ready, not becoming tameh, getting himself in the mode, kedusha v'tara, that's what, the Yom Kippur is, getting ready for Yom Kippur. It's during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if you think about these days. So hopefully all of Bnei Yisrael are being porish and separating from things that we're usually used to and focusing on the Yom Kippur that's coming up. But we went into different limudim. What do you know that from? You know that from the Shivas Yimei Miluim, the 7 days of Aharon HaKohen becoming the Kohen Gadol in the first place. And you'll learn we brought in the Paraduma as well. And then we went into on the last daf. What are the comparisons between kapara, the kapara of the paraduma, the kapara of Misa Tzadikim, because we mentioned the death of Nadav and Aviyu, Achrei Shmos Bnei Aaron, or Dafka mentioned in the context of Yom Kippur, what does that do with each other? And then we have the Chazal relating to the death of Aaron, that Rashi quotes in Bamidbar, that when Aaron HaKohen died, the Ananei HaKavod disappeared, and then the nations around thought that it was Bnei Yisrael were open to be fought against, and therefore they started to came to attack us, and we were scared. Most of the armies were scared, and we went back a number of masos, and there was a civil war, Rachmana Litzlan, and some of the families of the rest of Am Yisrael and even of Levi were killed for at least a certain amount of time until they came back in the future. Okay, so we're now at the end of that discussion, and we will start with the getting back to our earlier discussion of the Miluim. Reb Yossi ben Chanina Amar, right after Gamal Tzadi Chesed, right after the discussion of Aaron HaKohen, so Reb Yossi ben Chanina Amar, Asiris Ho'efa u'michnasayim ma'akvin. Getting back to the Miluim, the Asiris Ho'efa, the whole avoda of the Miluim that takes place in Parshas Tetzaveh and then is commanded in Tetzaveh and is actually fulfilled in Parshas Tzav. So there are a number of activities that are not mentioned there. But says Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, there's still ma'akev. Asiris ho'efa u'michnasayim ma'akvin. There's still ma'akev in the avoda. Asiris ho'efa, that's the Kohen Gadol's everyday carbon that we've spoken about a lot, the minchas chavitin, and the michnasayim, putting on the pants of Moshe Rabbeinu's putting on the pants of Aaron HaKohen, those are not mentioned in Parshat Tetzaveh, but they are ma'akev. My taima, why? Ze v'ze asiya. Right, because of the gzereshava of ze v'ze. Right, the Karban Eidah says, she'eno kasuv lo bitzava v'lo ba'asiya, even though it's not mentioned in either section, v'yaf lo b'parshat ha'miluim, it's still ma'akev because of the gzereshava of ze v'ze. It's said by the miluim, it says, ze adav asher tziva Hashem lasos, by the tziris ho'efa, it says Zeh Karban Aaron Uvanav, and the Mechnasayim is part of the big day Kuhuna. Amar Rabbi Chanina, V'yasis al Aaron Uvanav Kacha, Kal Ha'amar B'parsha Ma'akev. Rabbi Chanina then says, V'yasis al Aaron Uvanav Kacha, Kal Ha'amar B'parsha Ma'akev. Rabbi Chanina argues and says, no, only what's written in the Parsha is Ma'akev. V'yasya ki demar Shmuel Bar Nachman B'shei Rabbi Yonasan, and this second day is similar to Rabbi Yonasan. Why? Because what does Rabbi Yonasan hold? Zeh hadavar, v'zeh hadavar, afil kriyas haparsha ma'akeves. The extra vav, Rabbi Yonasan says, is what includes the kriyas haparsha, the tzivui to the psuk, of the command to do the miluim, only because of the vav. But without the vav, it wouldn't be included because it's not mentioned in the case. The issue, Michnasayim is interesting. We know that there are 8 big day kahuna, and Michnasayim is the only one that has a separate purpose that's written back in Parshat Tetzaveh. And that is, we know they're all Vasis Big Day Kodesh, right? L'chavod l'sifares, but then the Michnasayim, it says L'chasos Pesar Erva. It's to cover the nakedness of the Kohen. That's the only one that the Gemara says has to be first in terms of the order. It says there can't be anything different because one might say that the ketones, which is the shirt, kind of goes down, and maybe what's put on the ketones before the miklasayim. The miklasayim has to be first. The miklasayim have to be that which removes the besar erva. But the Rambam quotes a whole order for all of the begadim in terms of how to put it on. A seder. The Rambam uses the word seder carefully. He has the seder avodas yom kippurim, but he also has seder in the beginning of Perek Yud. In Ilchas Klei HaMikdash, Ketzad Seder Levishas HaBegadim. What's the Seder? Lo Vesha Miklasayim Tchila. First come the Miklasayim, which is like a boxer's type of shorts. V'choger as a Miklasayim L'mala Mitiburo Me'amasa. And they don't go by the waist, they go higher up, right above the belly button. V'achar Kach Lo Vesha Ketones. Then he puts on the shirt. V'achar Kach Choger as HaAvnet. And then he puts on the avne kineged atzila yadav, again a belt which is a little bit higher, umakifo krachal krachat shagomer v'kosher, and then after that he's going to put on the hat. The al avne mufurish bekabalav liyakru bayaza, the belt, the avne can't be in a place where it's sweaty. The makam shemazian the kach kibel Yonasan ben Uziel mipi hanaviim. This is in the Rambam. Unusual. V'tir game al levavehon yisro. And he quotes the Yonasan ben Uziel, where the belt is supposed to be wrapped. The avnet is about near the heart. Al levavehon yisro. The achar kach tzoneif b'mitznefes kimin kova. Then he puts on the hats. That's the Kohen Hedyot. He has the mikras, puts on the shorts, and then he puts on the shirt, and then he puts on the belt, and then he puts on the hat. Right? That's the order for the Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol, acher shechoger ba'avnet. So he does those four. Sounds like those four, which we'll get to. But lovesh ha-me'il, that he puts on the me'il, that's the long coat made out of pure tcheles, the me'il, that's the bells at the bottom with the pomegranates, and the bells, that's the me'il. V'yala me'il ha-eifod v'ha-choshen, and on the me'il is the eifod, the apron, which is attached to the choshen, the breastplate with the stones in it. V'choger b'cheshev ha-eifod al ha-me'il mitachal ha-choshen, and you tie it with this, the cheshev eifod, which is the belt that's attached to the choshen to hold it all together. Lefichach nikra me'il ha'efod. Me'il shechogro ha'efod. It's the me'il that the efod goes under, over. The acharkach tzonif b'mitznefes. And then afterwards, I guess he delayed his hat to put on, but before he put on the apron, then he puts on the mitznefes. And on the mitznefes, the kosher hatzitz. Lamalim and mitznefes. Then he puts on the tzitz, the golden plate that goes on the above the forehead. Visara Inira Bain Sitzlam Mitznefes, and he had some hair that could be visible in between. Vishama Yaminiach Tfilin Bain Sitz Lemitznefes. Right, that's the order, the Seder of Levisha. So we have the Kohen Hedyon, and then the Kohen Gadol adds on, he just seems to delay the hat. It's called differently, the Mitznefes, the Mikbas. Then the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh La'asos Begadim Elu V'lihios HaKohen Ovid Bahen. The mitzvah I say to make these begadim and have the kohen work and do the avoda in them. Kutanos. And if the kohen or the kohen gadol works with does the avoda with less than eight, or the kohen hedyot that works that does the avoda with less than four, who anikra mechusar begadim v'avodas obsula v'chayav misa b'dei shamayim kizar shashimesh. He's coming to like a zar. Why does Rambam have to add that? He's probably alluding to the Gemara in Zvachim, Tezayin-ish, Yud-Zayin maybe, the Yud-Zayin. Bizman shebigdeim aleihem, kuhunasam aleihem. Right? If the Kohen is wearing his begadim, he is a Kohen. It's a very graphic lashon the Chazal use. If he doesn't have his begadim on, he's not a Kohen. It doesn't mean he's not a Kohen for all purposes. A Kohen doesn't have to wear bigdei kuhuna to eat truma. Right? He doesn't have to wear bigdei kuhuna to do berchas kohanim. But to eat kudshim, a Kohen lagabe mikdash, is only a Kohen if he's wearing his begadim. And if not, he's like a Zohar. Kezar Shashimesh, Shinemar v'chakarta osam avneit, v'yislam chukah, b'zman shabidim, he quotes it, b'zman shabidim alem, kunasam alem, em b'dim alem, em kunasam alem, el aharim kezarim, v'habenemar, v'azor akarev yumas. He says, b'feirish, v'azor akarev yumas. So that's in terms of the begadim, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. So let's continue. So the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that even avodos that are not mentioned in the miluim. Why are we talking about the miluim here? Because this is the whole makar for the Kohen Gadol separation, sequestering for the week before. So even activities, avodos that are not mentioned, are ma'akev, the miluim. Rabbi Chanina argued, he says, no, only what's mentioned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he has a third opinion. Kol ma'akev ledoros ma'akev kan. Kol she'in ma'akev ledoros in ma'akev kan. Whatever is ma'akev, any avodah that's ma'akev in future generations is ma'akev in the miluim too. And anything that's not ma'akev in the future generations is not ma'akev. So you have to know what's ma'akev. So what's that alluding to? Ma islacha, what would you say that this is referring to? Smicha v'shiyare damim, she'enan ma'akvim l'doros, ein ma'akvim kan. Smicha, leaning on the animal, right? So that is not ma'akev, it's an important avoda, but it's not one of the da'ot avodos, but it's done by every carbon yachid. Smicha and shiyare damim, the leftover dam that's poured onto the yesod, the shiyar adam, that's never ma'akev. So those are not ma'akev ludoro. So those are not ma'akev by the miluim, either the smicha and the shiyar hadam. The Rambam talks about smicha also in Maisa Karbanos. In Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel talks about smicha. How do you do smicha? So ketzat somech, imaya karban kachi kachim, amida betzafon, you have it in the north, and the Kohen puts his hands, umaniach sheyada bein shtei karnav umizvada. Al chatas avon chatas. Smicha is leaning on the animal, and if it's a karman chatas, I do vidui for the sin of the chatas. V'al asham avon asham. V'al ha'ola. An ola is not brought for a specific avera. Misvade avon asei, v'avon los asei shnitik lasei. Chazal say, though, it is machaper for aseis, bitl aseis. If anyone with tefillin one day, can bring a karman ola. Chas v'shalom. The avon all chas v'shalom, all avers. The avon lo sasei shnitik lasei, or avon lo sasei shnitik lasei. But then the Rambam says, how do you do vidui chatas evisi bashati? But then what about shlamim? Shlamim, you also do smicha. Shlamim is not connected to any avera. So haya karben shlamim somech b'chol makom sheyirtzeh min azara the yireli she'enu mizvata ala shlamim aval omer divrei shevach. Right? You don't. There's no vidui for the shlamim, but you say praise. Divrei Shevach. That's the Rambam's Chiddush, by the smicha of a Shlamim. The Radvaz here wonders, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? Right, of course, there's no vidui of, I mean, there's no chait. The Yesh Lomer, the Salka Daitach, well, maybe we didn't have Eira, we didn't know about it. Right, as Eov did. The Salka Daitach Amin, ma Yizvada, Adorach Mash Amar Eov, Ulai Chat Ubanai. Kamash Malan, the Insarach Lizvados, Ala Omer Divrei Shevach. Right, that's the Radvaz's comment on the Rambam. Okay, so 3 days, which avodas were ma'akev in the miluim. So we continue now, Amar Rabbi Chanina. So just to introduce Amar Rabbi Chanina. We know, as I just mentioned before, the miluim is really split up into two sections. Parshas Tetzaveh is the tzivui for the miluim, and Parshas Tzav is the actually fulfilling of the miluim. So there's a slight difference in instruction and fulfillment. If you look in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Psukim describe that Moshe is told to dress Aharon with all the begadim, but the avnate is not mentioned, the belt. The lakatas abegadim, chavtes hey. V'helbashes Aharon asakutones, vesiv me'il ha'efod. The michlasayim are not mentioned, like we said before. Remember the order we said before? What's the order? Michlasayim, ksones, and avnate, and mitznefes. That's the order for a Kohen Hedyot. And then the Kohen Gadol does afterwards. First, you put on the Michlasayim. So what is Moshe told? Moshe is told to dress the Kohanim. That's what he does during the Miluim. He dresses the Kohanim. Put on the Ketones, or the Kohen Gadol. Put on the Ketones. So what should be next after that? He skipped out Michlasayim. We already know that. Michlasayim is not mentioned here. Put on the Ketones. And then we'd say the Avnate. Avnate is not mentioned. That's what's Meduyak here. It says, put on the Ketones, put on the Me'il, and the Ephod, and the Choshen. And the Chesh of Ephod, and then the Mitznefes, because it's the Kohen Gadol, he does last. And then take the Shemen HaMishcha and pour it on his head. And then take Aaron HaKohen's sons and put on the Avnate on Aaron and his sons. So if you look in the Parshas Tetzaveh, the putting on the Avnate of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, is along with putting on the Avnate of the other Kohanim. It's not in the regular putting on the Kohen Gadol's Begadim. And yet, if you look in Parshas Tzav, Moshe Rabbeinu actually puts on the Avnate separately before the other Kohanim, right? He doesn't wait to put the Avnate on with the other Kohanim, which would be difficult, because if you think about putting on everything else, we said that the Avnate goes under, and then you have to put the Me'il and the Choshen and the Ephod on top of it. But either way, but if you look in the actual Psukim, in the Parshat Tzav, it talks about what he actually does. And it says, "Vayakriv Moshe es Aaron es banav yerchazam amayim, vayitena alav es akutones, vayakar osel ba'avnet, vayalbeit osel es ameil, vayitav es eifod, vayitav es cheshev eifod, vayasam alav es achoshen, urim etumim, and then the mitznefes, And then he takes, and then he finishes, and then he goes to the Aaron's son. V'yakar Moshe b'nei Aaron, v'yal b'shem kutanos, v'yakar osam avnet, v'yakar shalem migbaos, kasher tziv Hashem is Moshe. So that's the difference. Why in the tzivui, in Parshas Tetzaveh, we skip the avnet and wait to the, we say Moshe, do the avnet later along with the other Kohanim, while Moshe actually does the avnet where, so to speak, it's supposed to be when he dresses the Kohen Gadol. So, Amar Rabbi Chanina, with that background. Sitz umitznefto shel Aaron kodem la'avnetem shel banim. Says the Rabbi Chanina, the tzitz and the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol go before the avnets of the banim. What does that mean? Look in the carbonate. The tzitz umitznefes hilbish la'aron kodem shehilbish ha'avnet shel abanim. Debein b'tzava abein basiya kodam. Aval ha'avnetim hilbish l'kulam b'hadi adadi. But Rabbi Chanina holds the avnet, right? What did like it says in Parshas Tesaveh, the avnet of Aaron was delayed to be done with the avnetim of the other Kohanim. Yehuda Berebi Omer v'chagarta osam avnet Aaron uvanav. Therefore, that's what it says. That's what it says in the Parashat Tesaveh Tesaveh. It's pushed later. Amarev idi hada dat amar lemitzvah. That's only Hashem was saying what would work. Lemitzvah, it still counts. Avol etzivui. But here, this is how we're reading it, the Karban Eda. But see, boy, what's really lachanchila? What it says in Moshe Rabbeinu actually did in Tzav. V'yakrei Moshe es Aaron v'zmanav yirchatz osam amayim. V'yacharkach, v'yidin av zakotor, z'acharkach, v'yakrei Moshe es b'nei Aaron, v'al b'shem kutanos. But it's, really, it's, it should be done what Moshe Rabbeinu actually did. So you might say this is a detail, but who cares when the Avnet, you know, what's the difference when the Avnet was put on, but the everything we know is symbolic. And it could very well be, we spoke a few weeks ago, about the relationship between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. And we mentioned, is the Kohen Gadol a super Kohen Hedyot? Or is he something qualitatively different? So that could be part of what's behind this Avnet discussion. Yeah, the Kohen Gadol wears extra begadim. But maybe all the Avnets are done together. Maybe to symbolize that he's really part of them. He's similar to them and he's just as extra. If you say, no, you finish the Kohen Gadol with his Avnet first, and then you get to the others, so maybe that's reflective of the Kohen Gadol being a qualitatively different category of Kohen. So that could be part of the discussion here. Continuing. Again, we're still in this, not a tangent, but it's this is the Makar for the 7 days before Kohen, the for Yom Kippur. So we use this opportunity to talk a lot about the Miluim, those 7 days. So Amar Amblazer Reb Yossi, Pashat Ulan, it's simple to us. We don't even ask it as a question. It's simple to us. Shebechalak Lavan Shimish Moshe Beguna Gadola. This is a question in the Bavli with an answer. But here in the Yerushalmi, it's just a statement. It's simple that when Moshe Rabbeinu, for 7 days, remember the last week of Adar, when they were sanctified and consecrated the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu acted like the Kohen Gadol. He was showing Aaron what to do. And then on day 8, which is Rosh Chodesh, Vayibi Yom HaShmini, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then Aaron HaKohen took over and became the Kohen Gadol for eternity. What did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during that week? Says the Gemara, he did not wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. He wore Bigdei Lavan. He did a Chaluk Lavan. He wore a white shirt, right? He wore nice clothes. But he did not wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara declares. If you look in two places, a Tainus and an Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asked it as a question. Gemara asked it as a question. What are Moshe Rabbeinu wear? I think Gemara said Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in the Bavli and Avodah Zarah. Bameshi Mesh Moshe. Right. This is questions that Rabbi Akiva, who came to Ginzik, they asked him. So they asked him Bameshi Mesh Moshe Bishkol Shavesimei Miluim. Lo havi biyade. He didn't know the answer. Also shal be medrasha. He came to the base medrash. Amri, they said, hilchasa, this is the halacha. B'meshi mesh Moshe, b'chalak lavan. B'chalak lavan. So that was the answer. So Rabbi Kiva didn't know. Right? One might say, my dehava hava about this question. What difference does it make when Moshe Rabbeinu wore during the Shavuos Mei Miluim? That was only one time in history. Many years back. There will never be another time that there's already a Kohen Gadol. Aaron Kohen was the Kohen Gadol and all of his children. So that is the, what difference does it make? So the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Tetzaveh quotes this Gemara and says, this goes to the root of our Chakira that we mentioned when this comes up of the Big Day Kahuna. Are the Big Day Kahuna a function of the Avoda or a function of the Kohen. Right? You have to wear bitikuna in order to be a Kohen, and then the Kohen is going to do the Avoda. Or no, bitikuna are a function of the Avoda. And to do the Avoda, you have to wear. Right? That could be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts, as we have pointed out, Mitzvah Lamagimel. There's a separate Mitzvah Aseh, as we just read. Mitzvah Aseh to make the Big Tikkunah. Mitzvah Aseh to wear the Big Tikkunah to separate Mitzvah. And the Ramban says it's just a detail in the Avoda. What do you need to have a separate Mitzvah of Big Tikkunah? You don't have a separate Mitzvah, says the Ramban, of building each of the Kalim, right? So except the Aron. But the Ramban says you should not count this as a separate Mitzvah, because after all, it's just part of the Avoda. So the Rambam does count it. So what's his defense? What's his defense that the Rambam would count this as a separate mitzvah? Right? It's Tavenu Hakohen Lilbosh Begadim Amalichadim Lekapadol Sefaris Vaz Yavdu BaMikdash. What's the defense? So if you look in the Mefarshim, if you look in the Lev Sameach, one of the commentaries on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Va'ani Omer Emes Shem Avat Shlo BeBegadim Avodas Apsula. You're right. If you don't wear the Begadim, it's Avodas Pasul. Avolo Bishvil Kachim Chelak Mimenu. That doesn't mean it's just a detail of the avoda. V'yakasav yochiach shalotala asiyas habegadim ba. Look in the pasuk in the tetzaveh. What does it say? Vasu b'deikodes laron achicha to do the avoda. Doesn't say that. Make the begadim lechavod ulesefares. Says the Leif Sameach. Klomar kedei sheyia bahem mechubad umufuar mibein shar ha'am. To make them koanim. Mitzadzer roi shalivishes abegadim tivnei mitzvah la'atzma. Kichein hei mitzuvim lios mechubadim umefuarim bibigdehem. V'naasim kohanim al yadam. Umiyozeh kein she'ilu abegadim mefaren osan umoran akunasam. Siva od Hashem Yisbarach shlo yia osan avoda beis begdasho ela bahem v'chulu. The avoda is a detail, but the ikar, says the Leif Sameach, one of the Rambam, is that it makes them kohanim. So it shouldn't be counted as part of the avoda, just the detail. It's counted separately. That's good for the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that's this question, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen. And yet, so that's the question the Gemara is asking. Did he wear the Beit HaKahuna? So if it's a din in the Avoda, then he has to wear the Beit HaKahuna. If it's a din in the Kohen, he's not a Kohen. So that's the question the Gemara asks. And the answer is, he did not wear it, which makes it sound as a din in the Kohen. Rashi's Lashon, now we're going to pick up on Rashi. Rashi there, and Avodah Zarah Lamedalid. Moshe, lo nishtamish bebigdei kahuna, dechsiv yasisa bigdei kodesh laron achicha, vehu hayazar etzlan. That's Rashi's Lashon. He was a zar. V'api adibor shimesh lahusku begadim. Fine, doesn't mention the begadim there. So that Rashi is alluding to the following line back in the Yerushalmi, back here. Amar v'tanchul bar yudid v'tani Allah. We have a brisa that even says that. That proves that Moshe Rabbeinu did not wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol during these 7 days. All 7 days Moshe was Meshamish. The Shechina did not come down. But once Aaron HaKohen wore the Big Day Kohuna and did the service, the Shechina came down. But what do you see from that Lashon? Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoda. Aaron HaKohen wore the Begadim and did the Avoda. So it's Meduyik in that price up. That the Moshe Rabbeinu did not wear the avoda. My timer. What's the source that the Shechina did not come down until the end? Ki hayom Hashem nira aleichem. Hayom, right? Today on the eighth day on Shniyom Hashmini, that's when Hashem is nira. That's when He appears. Period. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina boy. Another question about the miluim. So what happens? Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol on that Yom Hashmini. So we've discussed already the past couple of weeks. We had it back in Shkalim 2. The Asiris HaEifa, this special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. What does he do? He brings it all in the morning, the whole Asiris HaEifa. He splits it in half. Then he makes 6 loaves out of each of them. And we have the Machlokas Ramam Ravid, right? He gets 6 loaves out of each of them. And he is makrav half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies during the day? Then you got to get a new Kohen Gadol who brings another whole Asiris, splits it in half, and then uses half of that. So Aaron HaKohen here became the Kohen Gadol, let's say, in the afternoon. So what did he do for that morning, Asiris HaEifa? Like, what happens? He's not the Kohen Gadol yet, but he's going to be the Kohen Gadol today. So does he bring a whole and then does half of the morning and half of the afternoon? The Gemara asks. Rebbe Ezra Chanina boy, Asiris HaEifa, he karva. What they do that day of the Miluim? Chesya karva, Oshlema karva, right? Was half brought or was whole brought? Right, explains the Pnei Moshe. Right, the question is that Aaron HaKohen was only nischanech to be the Kohen Gadol later in the day. So v'kan inema, I'm reading from the Pnei Moshe. Inema shlo hukgravu hachavitim b'shachris. If you want to say it wasn't brought in the morning, imkain. So then what did he do in the afternoon when he became the Kohen Gadol? He brought a holy sarin and he brought the whole thing? Right? Or no. O Dilma, hol mikol makom yom chinuchaya. Or do you say no? He knows it's going to happen today. He's becoming the Kohen Gadol today. So maybe you do bring it in the morning and you do half and half. Even though he didn't bring the carbonas that would make him to a Kohen Gadol, and half in the afternoon. That's the question. So the Gemara says, it says there that Moshe and Aaron came into the Ol Moed. The Pasuk says there in Parsha Sav, and it doesn't say that they did anything. It's just that they came into Ol Moed. So Chazal tried to figure out what did they do. What they do in the Ol Moed? So Rashi there quotes this Gemara. Malamed shloboimo elolamdo amaisak Torahs. Why they go into the Ol Moed, into the Heichal, so to speak, for Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Aaron about how to do the Ktoras. The Ktoras was an avodah that was done in the Ol Moed on the little mizbeach there on the mizbeach Ktoras. So one second, if Aaron HaKohen brought the chavitin in the morning too half, so why did Moshe have to talk about it, teach him to do that? So if it just says that Moshe had to teach him how to do the Ktoras, and not the chavitin, it must be they didn't bring the chavitin in the morning. That it was brought just in the afternoon, but it was not brought in the morning. That's what the carbonate here says. If you want to say in the morning, you also brought the half. It doesn't say that he had to teach him that. So it must be that he brought it whole in the afternoon. He didn't bring anything in the morning. Says the Gemara, Hadamra. So that's where it must be. Chetzia karva. Must be half was brought. Because in Tamar Shlema Karva, if the whole thing was brought, Nisni al Maisak Lazal Tia So Eifa, it should say that Moshe Rabbeinu taught him about both of these, the Ktoras and the Asir So Eifa. So Gemara says that's not a Raya. Why? Because what does it say here? Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Ol Moed. So Mistama, he had to teach him something about the Avoda in the Ol Moed, meaning the Ktoras. That was done on the little Mizbeach. Where was the Chavitin brought? That was just a regular Karim Mincha on the outside Mizbeach. So maybe Moshe taught it to him already outside. There's no raya. He was talking about Moshe went into the Heichal and taught him something about the Heichal. We're talking about inner avodos, like the Ktoras. Kfar lindu avodos shebachutz. The avodos shebachutz, like the Chavitin, Moshe could have taught it to him that morning outside. But that's not what's being emphasized here, and therefore there's no raya either way, whether that was brought or not. Good. Miluim mahayu. Now another conceptual lamdish question, and all of these will have ramifications for the other applications. Even though we're asking questions about the miluim, it could be there are other ramifications to similar types of discussions. Miluim mahayu. What happened in the miluim? Aaron HaKohen brought special karbanos to make him a Kohen Gadol. Were those considered karban yachids or karban sibors? That's the question. It was obviously Aaron HaKohen bringing it, and he was a yachid. But the Kohen Gadol is representative, obviously, of the Tzibur. And he's going to be doing avoda for the Tzibur. And there are differences between a Karban Yachid or Karban Tzibur. It's important to know how it's defined. If you look in the Mishnah in Temura, on Dav Yud Dal and Aleph, that whole Perek, right? What's the name of the Perek? Yesh Bekarbanas Yachid Shein Bekarbanas HaTzibur. V'yesh Bekarbanas HaTzibur Shein Bekarbanas HaYachid. All these differences. Temura and Smicha and many others are other Chiyav Achrayis. So it's important to know. So Miluim Mahayu, Karban Yachid or Karban Sibur? Was it a Karban Yachid or a Karban Sibur? The way the Karban Eidah formulates this is it a Karban Yachid because it was only to be Mechanech Aaron, or a Karban Sibur because it was also to be Mechanech the Mishkan? It was about Aaron, it was about the Mishkan. Or even if you want to say it was about Aaron, it was Letzarech HaMishkan. So how do you define it? So Gemara says, Min Madach Sevi Yisbuch Aaron Avadis Yemal Rosh HaAyel. Oh, it says they did Smicha. They did smicha on the animal. Hada amra, carbon yachid. Right? Smicha is only done on carbon yachid. It's not carbon sibors. So you see from there, it must be a carbon yachid. Says the Gemara, Ivatani carbon sibor, but we have a brisa that says that it was a carbon sibor. Gemara says, Amrev idi, nisnadvut sibor, umasrum lahem miluim. No. The tzibor gave the money. That's why it calls it a carbon sibor there, but really it's a carbon yachid. It was given to them to be their personal karbanos for the miluim. Period. Next question related to Miluim. So how long were they there for? 7 days. How do you define a day? Day, night, or night, day? That's this question now. Meheich alamdu. Where do you know a day from? Do you learn it from mina karbanos? Do you learn it from karbanos? Karbanos, we know, is the day and the following night go together. Right? Whenever you shecht the carbon, you can eat it the following night. So, is miluim like a karbanos kind of thing? So therefore it has to do with, when it says 7 days, it's the night following. Mina karbanos, or mina sabreshes. Did you learn it from mina sabreshes? Vahi erev, vahi voker. The night is before the day. In Tamer Menach Karbanos, if you learn it from Karbanos, halal l'holchech rayom. If you learn it from Karbanos, then it's the following night goes with the previous day. In Tamer, Maisa Bracious, if you learn it from Maisa Bracious, a yom alech haralayla. Learn from Maisa Bracious, the day goes with the previous night. So which is it? So, in Tamer Menach Karbanos, if you learn it from Karbanos, halayla achron, ein lo yom. The last night has no day following it. And therefore, it's 7 days, and it ends through the night. So it's day, night, day, night, day, night, day, night, 7 days. Itamer, Maisa Bracious, but if you learn it from Maisa Bracious, then it starts off with the night. So Yom Rishon Ein Lo Laila. So the first day has no night preceding it. What does that mean? It definitely started, the Miluim definitely started in the morning. Definitely started in the morning. So the, if you go after Karbanos, so it's 7 days and seven nights. If you go after Maisa Bracious, it's going to be 7 days and six nights. And six nights. Because it definitely started in the morning, but that first day counts as day one. So if you learn from Maisa Bracious, okay, it's really 6.5 days that they're in the Miluim, and not seven, because the previous night, you know, we didn't start by that time. Period. So that's the question that the Gemara leaves. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Taman Taninan, and Hashem, we will continue next time.